Welcome, everybody, to my very first podcast. I have a YouTube channel and Instagram, and I decided that this would be another platform in which hopefully I could help mothers out there that are breastfeeding and really need help, especially in those first few months. So today I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about myself and my background, just so that you can kind of know who I am. And then hopefully, you know, over the next couple of weeks, I can, you know, do a few topics, starting with, you know, how to handle those first 24 hours, then the first, and then the 48 hours and so forth. But again, my name is Dawn. I'm a certified lactation counselor. I have worked with breastfeeding women since 2010, so 10 years now. I have been doing YouTube videos for about 5 years now, and I've been doing Instagram tips for a little over a year. So I've really just been trying to, you know, slowly move into the social media world and into some platforms that hopefully can reach more women. I have 4 children. My kids are grown. Well, they're not babies, let's say that. My oldest is 19, and then I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I did breastfeed all of my children, but different times. So my first baby, I only breastfed for about 10 weeks, and my milk dried up. And then my second one, I breastfed for 6 months, and then I went back to work. And then my third, I did the same thing, went back to work at 6 months. And then my daughter, I breastfed till she was 10 months old. I did go back to work when she was 3 months old, but I continued to pump and breastfeed her when I was home. So I have some experience with a lot of different challenges, low milk supply, thyroid issues, going back to work, a baby being in the NICU. My last daughter was in the NICU. So learning to, you know, pump and, you know, provide milk when your baby isn't there. And so I've really, you know, experienced a lot of those challenges and wasn't always successful, but I feel like this is what's made me who I am today and, you know, the type of certified lactation counselor that I am. I am not one of those people that feels like, you know, breastfeeding has to be the only way. I am somebody who really feels that breastfeeding is important, and it is the it is what's best for the baby, but it's not necessarily what, you know, a mom and baby are able to do. There are many challenges, and not every mom is able to or has the tools that she needs to overcome some of those challenges. Sometimes, you know, like for me, my milk dried up with my first baby. I did not know that I could build it back up. I was taking birth control and didn't realize that that dries up your milk. I went back to work. So there were a lot of challenges that all hit, and it was just not possible. So, you know, there are going to be a lot of cases where women just aren't able to breastfeed, and that's okay. This is just about how to help moms get through their breastfeeding experience, even if it's just a couple weeks, even if it's just a couple months. Whatever it is, you know, I hope that I can help a mom work through some of those challenges through, you know, however long she chooses to breastfeed. My goal has always been to know what that mom's goal is and then help her reach that goal. So if her goal is to breastfeed for 8 weeks, then my goal is to help her reach that 8 weeks. And the same with, you know, someone who wants to breastfeed for 6 months, someone who wants to breastfeed partially, someone who just wants to pump. You know, my job is to support whatever a mom chooses to do and to help her be successful in that. So the podcast hopefully will be helpful to those moms that really are looking for that support and education and some tools that will help them to be successful. And hopefully, maybe in time, I'm able to interview a few people who have had some experience and overcome some challenges and some of the things that they did to do so. So I just want to welcome you. Thank you for listening. And if you have any requests, please let me know. Again, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is KD Health Talk. So it's K as in Ken, D as in Dawn, and then it's Health Talk, all one word. My YouTube channel is just under my name, but it's under Dawn. I think it's Dawny Mommy CLC or something like that. I can't remember, but I will have all that information for you so that you can, you know, look it up. I do have that link in my Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll be able to find the link in my bio to get to my YouTube channel. So again, welcome, and hopefully I will be able to, you know, make this successful and help all of you who are looking for that help. So you might choose to do something to, you know, whichever precautions you might take to prevent, as you know, your baby from getting what you have. The one nice thing about it is typically when you're breastfeeding your baby and you're passing those antibodies, even if your baby gets what you have, they already have the antibodies there, so that whatever they get or whatever they would catch would be much less aggressive than the one that you had. So if you had the flu, they may not get the flu, they just might get, you know, a runny nose, a cough, a fever, a slight fever, whatever the case, because you've given them the antibodies, that gives them a kickstart, and they're able to really fight it before it really takes hold in their little bodies. So remembering and understanding how breast milk works and the fact that it becomes what your baby needs. So if your baby starts to get sick, the baby's sucking on your breast and it's able to let your body know what they're being exposed to, and then your body will almost make milk like colostrum again, because it changes color, it becomes that deeper gold yellow color, and the consistency changes. And we've seen this numerous times when moms will post pictures of what their milk looked like the day before they noticed their baby was getting sick. So your body will respond and will be able to help your baby fight whatever you have. It's always good to keep up on the information with the COVID-19 and CDC.gov, and, you know, just look up the information on breastfeeding and see the updates that might come out regarding that. But there are, you know, like I said, there are things that you can do to limit the exposure. And again, some moms might say, I just want to pump and dump it, but just to keep my supply up so that when I get better, I can start breastfeeding again. You have to do what you feel safe doing, but just knowing that what you're going to pass on is the antibodies, and then just keeping up on the studies about whether or not they're finding that and that amount of virus in your milk. And as of what I read last, there wasn't enough that your baby isn't going to catch it through your breast milk. Again, there's always re-emerging stuff, so you just keep up to date, keep following that, and knowing what is the safest way. So I hope that helps a little bit. Any other illness like the flu, you know, a cold, whatever, again, your body is going to build antibodies, and so it's best for you just to continue breastfeeding, because your baby's going to be better off than if you didn't breastfeed, because then they would have to build their own resistance. So I hope again that that helps you guys. It helps a little bit answer any questions regarding being sick and breastfeeding, and that, you know, you're able to continue your breastfeeding journey without the challenge of worrying about whether you're sick. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you in my next podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Today I thought we would talk a little bit about breastfeeding when you're sick. with so many things going on with the COVID-19, and we are at the tail end of the flu season. And in just a few short months, we'll be at the beginning of a new flu season and possibly, you know, reemerging COVID-19. We don't really know. So I thought that this would be a good time to talk about what to do when you're sick, and is it okay to breastfeed when you're sick? You know, I have done a YouTube video on this, and I've also posted a few things on my Instagram, and I even did an Instagram story / video about it. But I just wanted to touch base again, and of course I want to put this on my podcast platform as well. If you are sick, no matter what, you know, you're feeling, it really depends on you as far as what precautions you want to take for your baby who may be unwell or may be well. So is it okay to breastfeed when you're sick? Yes. Something like the flu, even CDC is still recommending that you breastfeed if you have COVID-19. The only area in which they don't recommend is HIV. And even then, there's some studies that are coming out to talk a little bit more about that. But it is very important to know that when your baby breastfeeds, they're getting these antibodies from your immune system that your body has built up to fight whatever it is you have. So if you say have that flu, whichever flu it might be, whatever flu virus, you're going to pass those antibodies to your baby, and your baby is going to be stronger because of it. You might choose to just feed your baby and then someone else take care of the baby. You may choose to pump and somebody feed the baby. You might choose to wear a mask while you're feeding your baby. There might be some, you know, certain things that you'll do to make